Mr. Bender, is the Board of Appeals in the Patent Office under the control of the Commissioner or not?
I don't know what control means. The statute says the Commissioner is in charge of the whole Patent Office.
Yes.
The Board of Appeals is part of the Patent Office.
He can't go up from there, can he?
No. He is part of the Board of Appeals. It would be wholly anomalous
That's what I wanted to know.
Yes. There's no question that he cannot go. The statute provides.
But he's part of the Board.
Yes, he's a member of the Board. And I take it the reason is that he's not only a member of the Board, but the Board is under his jurisdiction. He is the head of the Patent Office. It wouldn't make any sense. The only reason which they give is indeed what Mr. Justice White just mentioned, namely that the Commissioner cannot go to the Court of Customs and Patent Appeals, and so they say, therefore, the Commissioner shouldn't be able to go to the Supreme Court. Well, the reason the Commissioner can't go to the Court of Customs and Patent Appeals is what we've just said. It's his own decision. He couldn't challenge the decision he had just rendered. But the Court of Customs and Patent Appeals can, as it has here, decide against him. And in view of that, we see no reason why he shouldn't then be able to invoke the jurisdiction of the court.
Of the Court of